You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. This year, the student activity fee is up for revote. The $120 fee helps to cover the cost of the various clubs, organizations, and campus-related activities. Under this umbrella are the Student Association Volunteer Ambulance Corps, the media organizations WTOP10, WNYO, and the Oswegonian, as well as campus recreation. Central buses are also covered under this fee. Voting will start at 8 a.m. on Thursday, March 12th, so be sure to check your emails for a link to the website. With the many recent internet outages with Wi-Fi, Blackboard, and My Oswego login services, many students and professors have expressed their complaints and concerns. Campus Technology Services is working to fix issues regarding the network and Wi-Fi. CTS is always willing to help those who may have difficulty with logging into the network. Last Monday, Oswego State President Deborah Stanley issued an email detailing information regarding the new disease, COVID-19, commonly known as the coronavirus. Oswego has created a task force consisting of the top officials from the college in order to discuss prevention of the spreading of the disease, as well as response in case an outbreak occurs. According to the Oswego State Emergency Response Plan, the college will operate on a 5-alert-level system and will focus on limiting social interaction and non-essential events and functions. In response to concerns over coronavirus, Oswego has made the decision to cancel all international spring break programs. According to the Study Abroad Office, students who will not be able to attend the trip at a later time will receive full refunds. Students currently abroad in CDC-declared Level 3 countries, such as Italy and South Korea, are also encouraged to return home. The Tyler Art Gallery is showcasing a new exhibition this month called Mortals and Gods. The series was created by Oswego State Professor Benjamin Etner after a 4-month-long sabbatical. The series displays the heads and bodies of various childhood toys, reimagined into life-size sculptures, reminiscent of the ruins of Greco-Roman sculpture. The series will be on display until March 28th. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week